questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners all over the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Canon and Islamic Beliefs from IRIB English Radio. In this series of shows, we are trying to answer doubts and misconceptions on different issues in Islam. And for that, we are trying to invite different scholars from Qom Seminary Schools to help us answer the questions that we pose in this series of shows. Like recent shows, we have invited Sheikh Murtada Karimi, a researcher from Qom Seminary Schools, to answer the question that we shall pose today. Before starting our discussion, I'd like to welcome Sheikh Murtada to the show. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah and thank you for having me.
It's a great pleasure for us to have you here, Sheikh. In this session, we shall continue whatever we have started to discuss about the resurrection of the pets or the animals and if they have soul or not. And Sheikh talked about different levels of soul, and he said that there are 33 levels of soul, and animals do have soul, but their soul is different in quantity and in quality with that of the human beings. But as for their resurrection and Hajj, we had a lengthy discussion. He actually brought up with two opposing views and ideas. And in this session, we want to know if animals really will have Hajj or resurrection or not. This is where we are going to, inshallah, to reach to some conclusion. That's why we want to invite the respected Sheikh to elaborate on the topic and finalize the discussion.
Sure. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As you rightly mentioned, we said that there are two viewpoints in this regard about the resurrection of the animals. Many scholars believe that they will have a kind of Hajj or resurrection because of some verses. We recited chapter Al-An'am, verse 38, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the animals and the birds. And finally, he says that ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يُحْشَرُونَ. They will be resurrected, they will be mustered. So this is one of the verses which talk about the resurrection of the animals as well. Of course, those people who are against the resurrection of the animal, they have some explanation for this verse, which I'm not going to explain more. It would make the discussion so lengthy. But anyway, this is one of the verses in the Quran that apparently is talking about the resurrection of the animals.
Okay.
And the other verse is chapter At-Takwir, verse 5, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that أَعْضُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ. When the wild animals are resurrected, they are mastered. This is another another verse which, according to many scholars, is talking about the resurrection of the animals. وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ. Of course, it's talking about the wild animals, but some have said that by the same token it can be applied to all animals.
Yeah.
Again, here we have some scholars who believe that no, Hajj, when it comes for the animals, it's only talking about the death of the animals, not their resurrection. For example, Ibn al-Kathir, in his interpretation of the Quran, volume 8, page 330, he says that according to Ibn Abbas, the Hajj for the animals is means the death of the animals, not the resurrection of the animals. So my point is that you see, even in this verse, which apparently is very explicit in talking about the resurrection of the animals, but there are again differences of ideas about the concept of husharat and hash. Some believe that it's not talking about the resurrection.
True.
Now, to come to a kind of conclusion, it seems that because of these two verses and some narrations, it seems that the animals, or at least some of them, they have a kind of, resurrection on the Day of Judgment. When I say some of them, it is because of some narrations. For example, it's been quoted from Abu Dhar, the great companion of the Prophet, that once I was with the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, and then we saw two ships with horn, and they were fighting each other. And then the Holy Prophet ask us that, do you know why they are, fighting each other and they are harming each other? We said that no. And then the Holy Prophet said, لَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَدْرِي, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, وَسَيَقْضِي بَيْنَهُمَا, Allah will make a judgment between them. So for sure, it's not talking about this world, it's talking about the hereafter. So some scholars believe that because of such narrations, first of all, we need to believe in the concept of the resurrection for the animals. And second of all, they also have a kind of understanding. And to based on that level of their understanding, their actions will be taken into account. For example, we can think of oppressive ones and the oppressed ones.
That's true.
Of course, based on the level of the understanding of the animals.
Yeah.
In another narration, the Holy Prophet is quoted as saying that once the Holy Prophet saw a camel which was tied in a not a very good manner, and then the Holy Prophet asked for the owner of that animal, and he then told the people that فَلْيَسْتَعِدَّ غَدًا لِلْخُصُومَةِ, this person who has oppressed his animal should be ready for a kind of punishment on the day of judgment, as if it is referring to the fact that that camel itself will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to punish him on the day of judgment. So there are some narrations in this regard as well. It seems that because of those two verses and these narrations, we can think of the resurrection of at least some animals, if not all. Now, the next question is that, so what happens next? So all the animals or some of the animals are resurrected, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala somehow will take their actions into account. Does it mean that they will go to the paradise or to the hellfire? There is no clear answer to this question. The only thing that we can get from some of the narrations is that only some of the animals will go to the heaven. Of course, there is no animal going to the hellfire. It is against the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it comes to the paradise and the heaven, according to some narrations, some animals will be allowed and permitted to go into heaven.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So we do not do the concept of all the animals being resurrected and then going to the heavens.
Sheikh, isn't it actually far from the justice of God not to let all the animals enter the heaven? Because, you know, they have not been given enough knowledge, because they were, as you said earlier, they were limited in knowledge and they didn't have understanding. Then they didn't have any responsibility. Then how, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits some to enter the heaven?
Now, the point is that altogether, the main goal of this creation is the human beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all these creatures just to serve human beings.
Exactly.
And the main goal of paradise is also, the human beings. I mean, as you rightly mentioned, animals do not have that understanding, so that they can be divided into the good ones and the bad ones. So why only some animals? Because of the fact that some animals, according to some narrations, have helped people, good doers, to do some acts of worship. For example, some narrations tell us that some camels which have been used for people to go to Hajj, they will also enter heaven. Or, for example, we have some special animals, for example, the dog of the people of the cave. So it's not only, it's not a kind of discrimination between that dog or other dogs or other animals. No, there is something special about that animal. I mean, I'm talking about that dog. Or also some animals which are used when doing jihad for the sake of God. So as I mentioned, we do not have a very clear answer to this question, but it seems from some narrations that only some animals will be permitted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go to the heaven. Yeah. But answering the question of the dear listeners about that pit, one point that I would like to share here is that as the scholars of theology mentioned, we should not think that whatever we love in this world, we would love the same in the hereafter.
Yeah.
So although some people are very attached to their pets, for example, but doesn't mean that on Day of Judgment, when they see all the realities of the world, is there the same attachment?
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily. So we should not, because for example, some people say that, this is another question which is asked, that you say that there is no hunger mm-hmm. in paradise. At the same time, you say that there are all kinds of fruits and food. So if you are not hungry, then there is no pleasure.
Yeah.
But the point is that, we have not experienced that life. For sure, we will enjoy that food, that drink, without suffering from hunger. And this is something that we are promised. How? No one has experienced that, but we cannot deny that. So my point is that the nature of the life in paradise is very different from the nature of the life in this world. Yeah, right now we are attached to our pet, for example, but doesn't mean that after being resurrected, after going to paradise and seeing all those kinds of pleasures, still we will feel the same attachment to our pet. I think that at least we cannot say for sure that yes.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that the nature of that world is very different.
Yeah.
And one of the greatest pleasures for heaven is for people to accompany great people like the infallible imams and waridwanu min Allahu Akbar. The satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest reward for the people, for the inhabitants of heaven. So it's very unlikely for the people just to remember their pet in the heaven.
Yeah.
They can think of their family members too. I mean, when you are in heaven, you may find that some of your friends are not there. I mean, and you love them in this world. Doesn't mean that it will bring you sorrow. Of course not. There is no sorrow. There is no sadness in the hereafter, in heaven. I'm talking about the heaven and paradise.
Yeah.
So everything is different in that world. What we love here, we may hate in the hereafter. Here in this world, we have bad friends that we may love.
Mm-hmm.
But on the Day of Judgment, when we see the realities, for sure we'll not, love those bad friends who now are in the hellfire and we are in the heaven because of the fact that we see the realities. So I think we need to somehow change our attitude toward the life in the hereafter. Many things would be different from the way that we think in this world.
So everything should be in its own place. So we need to look at this path with the, let's say, mission that was defined for it in this world, and live what has been defined for us as our, let's say, duties, and to think of those duties that we have to see the outcome, inshallah, in the hereafter.
Definitely.
Many thanks, dear Sheikh, for your beautiful and scholarly elaboration on the topic. And you, respected listeners, for staying tuned and listening to Canon Islamic Beliefs with our beautiful and, let's say, enjoyable discussion on the existence of soul for the human, for the animals, and also the resurrection or hajj of the animals in the hereafter to see its reality. Does it exist or not? Or if animals are going to enter hell or paradise, and the discussions like that. Till our next session, I'd like to invite you again to join us in our upcoming session, where we shall have another interesting topic to discuss with the presence of Sheikh Murtala. إلنا علي بن ناس بروتكشن والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من ك كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين.